上个礼拜 David 牧师跟我们分享至深荣耀。
Last week Pastor David talked about dwell in the glory.
他讲了三句话，我真的是太喜欢了。
He said three sentences that I really really like.
这个礼拜我都一直在反复的思考这三句话。
I kept meditating on those three.
第一句话是他 quote Bill Johnson 牧师的话。
The first sentence that he said, he quoted from Pastor Bill Johnson.
他说如果你不是为你生来的呼召而征战，那么你就是挣扎在这个世界的呼召当中。
He said that you did not live for the calling that you were called for or you were born for, then you're struggling in the calling from the world.
我真的发现是如此。
I realize it is true.
其实这句话没有那么的复杂。
You know, the sentence is not even complicated.
简单的来说，你活着的目的是什么？
To simplify this message, what is the purpose of your life?
你每一天忙碌的目的是什么？
What is the purpose that you're being so busy every day?
你来这边参加主日崇拜，在教会侍奉的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of attending Sunday services?
如果你不是为了一个神圣的目的跟呼召，
If you're not here for a glorious purpose or destiny or promise,
你永远都只是在随从世俗，
Then you just go with the flow of the world.
还记得在年初的时候我给大家讲了一篇信息。
Remember in the beginning of the year I talk about like a sermon. I gave a sermon. 我
也不断地在提醒弟兄姐妹，
I continuously to remind brothers and sisters.
作为上帝的儿女，
As the sons and daughters of God,
你要记得一件事情，
You have to remember one thing.
你不是在这个世界上求生存，
That we're not just struggling or live in this world.
所以你不是在一个 surviving mode， 一个求生存的一个思维里面。
We shouldn't be in a surviving mode.
你是在一个 thriving mode， 是在一个发旺的思维里面。
We should be in a thriving mode，
因为那才是你的命定。 Amen.
Because that is your destiny.
每一位属神的儿女都应该是发旺的。
Every God's sons and daughters should be thriving.
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe?
阿们的蛮小声的。
You know, I can't hear you, amen.
告诉你旁边的人说，
Tell the people right next to you，
基督徒应该是发旺的。
That Christians should be thriving.
第二件事情
The second thing
就是 David 牧师说的，神没有只停留在教会当中，他渴望停留在你的生命中。
Pastor David said like, no, God does not just want to remain in the church, he wants to do well in your life.
所以你每一个礼拜天你来到教会是为着剩下的六天呢。
So the first day that we come every week is for the rest of the remaining week.
你不是只有在这边做礼拜而已。
We're not just sitting here and attending.
享受一场很美好的敬拜飨宴。
We're not just enjoying the worship.
听一篇很棒的信息。
Or not just listening to the sermon.
明天上班了。
And then you think about, oh, tomorrow I have to go to work.
又是一个蓝色的星期一。
Another blue Monday.
然后被打回原形。
And then you like, you know, got beaten down again.
No.
不是的。
你知道我们的生命每一天我们是活在神荣耀的同在之中。
You have to know that every day we have to live in the glory of our God.
因为这是神的渴望。
Because this is God's desire.
他要停留在你的生命里面。
He wants to dwell in your life.
第三件事情 David 牧师说，
Third thing from Pastor David.
一间教会不是在乎他的人多人少。
You know, a church is not just a matter of the size.
是在乎有多少人是有呼召的。
But how many people knows what their calling is?
要不然你知道吗？你每次来教会就这样子，没关系，有我也可以，没有也无所谓。
Or you just come attending church thinking like, you know, this church, if it doesn't have me, that's fine.
我告诉你，上帝没有创造废物。
But let me tell you, God does not create trash.
每个人都是有用的。
Every one of it is useful.
你必须要记住这件事情。
You have to remember that.
如果在你的里面你觉得我去不去小组没差。
If you think that it doesn't matter if I go attend cell group or not.
如果这个在真道灵粮堂我有没有参加主日没差。
Or you think that it doesn't matter if I attend Sunday service or not.
同样的你去上班没差。
Same thing like for work. It doesn't matter if you go or not.
但弟兄姐妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们是一群有呼召的人。
That we are called to be destined.
一个有呼召的教会。
That we have a destiny for this church.
是因为他拥有一群有呼召的家人。
Because the church is filled with a group of people that has callings.
有呼召的一个教会一定会活出他的能力。
You know, a church being called will live out its glory.
你知道在这世界上有很多很棒的人。
There are many, many great people out there in this world.
他们完全活出神的呼召。
And they completely live out the glory of our God.
你还记得 Mother Teresa, 德瑞莎修女？
Do you remember Mother Teresa?
她只是一个微不足道的人。
You know, he is very, very tiny human being.
你不记得她所说过的话。
You probably don't remember what she said.
但你会记得她做过的事。
But I'm pretty sure that you remember what she did.
你会记得马丁路德金恩。
You probably know, like, you know who Martin Luther King is, right?
你知道他不是什么了不起的企业家。
You know, he's not like an entrepreneur.
我告诉你，他就是一个牧师。
Let me tell you, he is a minister.
在他的里面，他有一个他最有名的一篇演讲。他说 ：“I have a dream， 我有一个梦想。”
You know, he had a very famous speech. I have a dream.
哎，一个教会的牧师 ，I have a dream. 他没有很多的钱，可是他有梦想。哎
，You know, he doesn't have that much money, but he has a dream.
因为他的梦想，他知道他的呼召是什么。
Because he knows what he dreams, what his dream is. He knows what he's meant for.
你知道他在努力的就是要让这些有色的人种能够得到基本的人权。
You know, he advocated like, you know, for the people of color, through the use of non-violent civil disobedience in order for them to gain equality in the society.
好吧，给我们的翻译一个热烈的掌声。对、啊。所以你看到他整改变了整个美国历史。
You know that he transformed them in American history.
他在努力的一件事情。
He is trying so hard for one thing.
他不是让这些有色人种得到假公平。
Not just for the color of people to receive like, you know, fake equality.
就好像现在的社会，你想要去 Stanford.
Just like in this society, we wanted to go to Stanford.
你必须要靠你的实力。
You need to like you need to have the ability and like and potential to go there.
但是现在讲的公平是只要你的皮肤是有颜色的，你都可以不努力躺平，也许都可以进入名校。
But now we're talking about if we have the like the right color, you can just like you know lay down and maybe you can attend the prestigious like college.
然后在这个金恩博士的里面，他心里面想的一件事情就是我们怎么样让大家有平等受教育的机会，可以平等投票。
But in Martin Luther King's mind, like he wanted like everyone with color to have an equal right to vote.
但因为他的梦想，他就可以改变整个美国历史。
And because of he dreamed, he transformed the history.
在圣经里面也有两个人。
And there are two people in the Bible.
一个叫做以斯帖，一个叫做莫迪改。
One is Esther, the other one is Mordecai.
你知道莫迪改只是一个看门的门卫。
You know, Mordecai, he was just a gatekeeper.
以斯帖也不是一个什么了不起的女人。
And Esther is just like an ordinary female.
但是他们有一个敬畏上帝的心。
But they have a fearful heart for their God.
神就可以借由这两个人能够翻转整个犹太人的命运。
And through those two, like, you know, God transformed the history, the destiny for the Jews.
你知道我刚刚讲到的这些故事意味着什么吗？
You know what does that mean when I was telling you about these people?
第一件事情
First thing,
就是你看到这些人，他们都找到自己真实的身份。
All those people, they have find their true identity.
因为当你找到了身份，你就可以找到你的生命的任务。
Because when you find your identity, then you're able to find your mission in your life.
比如说你是一个警察。
For example, if you're a policeman.
那是你的身份。
And that is your status, that is your position.
所以你就有警察的任务。
Then you have the duty as a policeman.
我是一个牧师。
I am a pastor.
我的身份是牧师，我就有牧师的任务。
Then I have a duty as being a pastor.
你是一个老师。
And you are a teacher.
你是一个医生。
You're a doctor.
你是一个美发师。
And you're a hairstylist.
你是一个美容师。
And you're a medical like.
你是一个厨师。
And you're a cook.
你是做父母的。
Or you're a parent.
你是做儿女的。
Or you're a son.
因为你的身份，你拥有任务。
Because of our position and our status, then we have a duty and a job.
但最重要的一件事情，你必须要找到你真实的身份。
But the most important thing is we have to find our true identity.
这是在这些人的当中，他们可以改变世界这些人当中，你可以找得到的。
And among those people who transform the world, and they're able to find their identity.
第二件事情
Second thing,
就是他们知道怎么样来驾驭他们的优势。
They know how to harness their strength.
他们知道他们的命定呼召。
And they know their calling and their destiny.
他们就好好做神呼召他们做的事情。
And they do what God has told them to do.
在对的时间，在对的位置，做对的事情。
And they do the right thing at the right time, at the right position.
上帝超自然的工作就会临到。
And God's miraculous work will be among them.
第三件事情。
Third thing.
就是他们全神贯注在他们的呼召上面活出他们的极致。
And they focus on what God has told them to do and they excel.
那么他们没有在乎别人在说什么。
They don't care what other people talk, what the people say to them.
他们就勇往直前。
They just go forward, go straight.
你知道各位，你们听说了，我两年前写了一本书。
I'm not sure if you heard that I wrote a book 2 years ago.
你知道，如果这本书再不出来，你们可能觉得我是这个狼来了，狼来了。
If I don't publish this book, then you will probably think that I'm lying.
你知道我真的等了两年了。
You know, I waited for 2 years for this.
你知道，好，先别打出来哦，还没出来吧？打出来了吗？漏了一下吗？我本来想要让你们猜猜这本书叫什么名字。
You know, I was going to give you a surprise. I was going to ask you to guess what the book is called.
好，你们打出来好吗？来。
Okay, let's look at it.
我这本书的名字叫做《神说了算》。
It's called like God has the final say.
你知道，在我人生的当中，我真的就相信我不可能再写作。
You know, in my whole life, I always thought that I couldn't write anymore.
但是我遇到了一个神队友。
But I met like a godly teammate.
他不断地告诉我，你应该要写作。
He like kept encouraging me that you need to write.
你要写作。
You need to write.
我告诉他说，我觉得这是不可能的。
I told him, you know, I can't.
但是请你要不断地提醒我，直到这件事情发生。
But you need to keep reminding me until it happened.
就因为这样。
And because of that.
直到神超自然的工作介入。
So God interfered.
所以这本书即将要问世。
So this book is going to be published soon.
虽然对六月底就要出来。
Yes, 六月。
Yeah.
So 六月底，end of June.
现在正在印刷。
So now they're like in the printing.
我要在7月20号堂庆的那一天，把这本书献上，当作出书的果子。
It will arrive on the day of our 30th anniversary, and it was going to be my first fruit to our God.
我要告诉你们。
I want to say.
我们的人生真的就是神说了算。
That our life, God said, God has the final say.
当你清楚知道你的呼召，
if you know what your calling is,
你勇往直前，
and you just go straight forward.
你的老师可能告诉你不可能，
maybe your teacher will tell you no.
你的父母告诉你你不行，
maybe your parents will tell you you can't.
甚至你身边还有一堆的猪队友告诉你说算了吧。
Or maybe you will have a bunch of bad teammates.
但是当你专注在你的呼召上面，
but if you just focus on your destiny or your calling,
你要把你的人生活出极致就好了。
Then you will excel your life.
你知道非常神奇的一件事。
You know the most amazing thing is.
你知道在今年年底的时候，11月我会回台湾一趟。
I'll be going back to Taiwan at the end of the year, this year, like in November.
我有三个周末。
I have 3 weekends over there.
我在我想都想不到的教会，我会去那边讲道，分享这本书，分享我的生命，为了希望有更多的人因着这本书能够得祝福。
You know, I will be preaching at 3 different churches, and in order for them to receive more blessings.
而你们在座的每一位都是我的神队友。
And all of you sitting behind, I'm sitting like in a, you're my godly teammate.
来为我来祷告。
And please pray for me.
因为在这本书里面，我人生的经历非常的狗血。
Because I know you, there are a lot of stories in this book.
但是每一个狗血的经历是为了要给我的生命带来价值。同样的，你生命里面所有狗血的经历都是为了你的生命带来价值的。
Because every bad story in the book is an experience in life. So that which means all the experiences doesn't matter if it's good or if it's bad will bring like will bring bring a glory to us.
To bring value
to us.
哥林多前书第一章27-29节
In the first Corinthian
他说神拣选了世上与厌弃的以及那无有的为要废掉那有的。
But God chose the foolish thing of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and despised things, and the things that are not nullify the things that are.
在我们的当中有多少人你觉得你很厉害？请你跟我举手。
How many of you like in the sitting, you think that you're pretty good, pretty awesome? Raise your hands.
老中都不好意思说我很厉害。
You know, we're pretty shy to admit that, right?
你知道有的时候我们很不好意思跟人说我很厉害。
You know, often like, you know, we're so shy that we don't want to tell people that we're good.
你知道吗？其实在圣经里面告诉我们一件事。
But you know, in one thing that the Bible said.
当你真的真的，我不是说假谦卑哦，我说你是真的自己感觉到不行、不能、不可能的时候。
But if you're really feeling that you can't, that you are not able to.
神说你就是我要拣选的。
Then God said, then you're the one that I pick.
因为那些觉得我可以靠我的努力可以成就伟大事情的人，上帝是无法使用他们彰显荣耀的。
Because God cannot use people who think who can only rely on themselves, who think they're pretty good or they're mighty or they're powerful.
就像我跟弟兄姐妹说，我在读高中的时候，我的作文都是被退货的。
Just like I tell the brothers and sisters, like in my essay got rejected when I was in high school.
但我自己写了一篇旷世巨作，我的堂哥送给我四个字叫做狗屁不通，我看你怎么翻译。
You know, when I was in high school, I wrote an essay. I think it's so good. It's like a masterpiece. But my cousin, he thinks it's bullshit. Can you 播吗？这个
太厉害了。但是你知道，在我都放弃自己的时候，神没有放弃。
But even before I give up, God, before I, but
我没有放弃自己。
But you know, I never give up on myself.
因为上帝没有放弃我。
Because God did not give up on me.
所以当这本书出版的时候，
So when the book was published,
不是因为我生下来就是一个作家。
Not because I was born to be an author, to be a writer.
就像这个圣经经文里面讲的。
But just like the Bible said,
他为了要拣选这些软弱的，叫那些有能力的羞愧。
Like you know, he chose those like you know, foolish to shame the wise.
因为神的荣耀是透过愿意回应呼召的人彰显出来的。
Because God's glory is revealed through the people who are willing to respond.
在这个下一节第二十九节说，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
So that no one may boast before him.
所以今天我们站立在神的面前。
So today that we stand before our God.
当我们碰到人生的挑战。
And we face so many different challenges in our life.
我们应该要对神说。
We need to say to our God.
主，我知道靠我不行。
I know like not through me, I can't.
但是靠你凡事都有可能。
But through you, everything is possible.
所以当上帝成就的时候。
So God, when God interfered,
你就可以从心里的说，我知道这是上帝成就的。
That you may speak from your heart that this is from our God.
当有人第一次跟我说你要写书的时候
，So when the first time someone told me that you need to write a book.
你知道在我的里面是我是谁呀、啊、
？You know inside of me, I like you know I was telling myself who am I?
默默无闻。
No one knows about me.
我写的书谁要读啊
？Who's going to read my book?
我也不知道要写些什么。
And I don't even know what to write.
但是你知道吗
？But you know what?
我们的神就是这么神奇。
Our God is such a miraculous.
我这一路上有人帮助我。
You know, I have like so many like you know helpers and assistants throughout the way.
我竟然被邀请要回到台湾几间最大的教会、最兴旺的教会来在那边来分享。
I was invited to the well-known church in Taipei to share my book.
是我想都没有想过的。
Something that I never thought about.
子俊牧师邀请我去他们的教会分享，几千人的教会。
Pastor Abraham Liu like invited me to his church.
要去台北101黄国伦牧师的教会分享，几千人的教会。
And to like you know, Taipei 101 like you know Pastor 黄国伦。
去我们台北林良堂青年牧区几千人的教会。
And to our mother church like you know Bread of Life in Taipei.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
没有任何一样东西是我自己可以成就的。
So nothing I was able to do it by myself.
你不觉得我们的上帝太酷了吗
？Don't you think our God is so cool?
给神最大的掌声。
Let's give a big applause to our
Amen.
God. Amen.
所以你知道，当我们在人生的旷野的里面。
So you know when we're in the wilderness.
你要记得为什么要经历旷野。
You have to know why we are in the wilderness.
因为旷野是为了要让你能够进入到应许之地啊。
Because the wilderness is to prepare for the people to enter the promised land of Canaan.
旷野不是你的不是你的终点站。
The wilderness is not our final destination.
应许之地才是。
The promised land is.
当你进
The various battle that after we enter the promised land is for us to enable to fulfill the promise.
就像你去举重
Just like when we do weightlifting.
你如果举不起十公斤，你不可能去举起十五公斤、二十公斤。
If we're not able to lift 10 kilograms, then we're not able to lift 15 kilograms.
你要知道你的生命就是不断的操练。
That you have to know that our life is a continuous journey and practice.
所以你才能够像耶稣一样，他说你要 do greater things, 你要做更大的事。
Then we will be like our God, we are able to do greater things.
Amen.
Amen.
你每一天都要做比前一天更大的事。
So every day you have to do something that is greater than the the day before.
因为神说他已经让你成为 more than the conquerors， 是成为让你成为一个征服者、得胜者。
他翻了是不是？So you'll be more than a conqueror.
你知道你需要什么东西能够来回应你的呼召跟命定吗？
Do you know what you need in order to respond to God's calling?
我们曾经讲过要辨识你的季节。
We have to identify the season that we're in.
你知道我真的看到太多人生命有呼召。
I saw there are so many people with great callings.
但是他们却在错误的时间做错误的事情，或者是在对的时间做错误的事情，要不然就是在对的，我都讲的都忘记了。
So they're probably doing the right thing at the right time, or doing the wrong thing at the right time.
你有翻对吗？
应该有，
应该有。所以，我们需要知道我们的命定跟呼召。
So we have to know our calling and our destiny.
三件事情。
Three things.
我们的孩子们，我们的青少年，爸爸妈妈，请你们要把这个带回家。
So I ask of the parents and like to bring this home.
还有我们中间的社青，每一位弟兄姐妹，第一。
And all the youth right here, first.
就是你要找到你的热情。
We have to identify our passion.
你一定要知道你的热情是什么。
You have to know what your passion is.
当我在读小学的时候，
When I was in elementary school,
我去看电影。
I was at a movie theater.
在电影院里面坐着就会等着那个电影开始。
So I was sitting down and the preview has started.
有多少人有这样的经历？
How many of you are going to have those kind of experiences? Raise your hands.
你们是没看过电影吗？
Those who did not raise your hand, like, no, have you ever seen a movie before?
每个人都有，对吗？
I'm pretty sure that all of us did.
那个 curtain 这样哦拉开了，有没有？
So the curtain like it will open, right?
你知道当我坐在那边的时候，
So when I was sitting down,
等着电影开演，
and waiting for the movie to start.
然后我就在想，待会如果电影院着火了，我该怎么办？
I was thinking, what if the movie theater caught on fire? What am I going to do?
然后我就看那个哎出口的地方。
And I started to see where the exit is.
然后我就会在想，我要跳到那个电影的那个舞台上面。
Then I would think, you know what? I would run up to the stage in the middle.
我就会跟大家说，大家不要慌。
And I would say, everyone, like, no, don't panic.
冷静。
Calm down.
我们当中的老弱妇孺，你们现在可以从这边出去，这边出去，这边出去，这边出去。
Let the elder and the youth, like, no, exit first.
我真的不夸张，我小学就这样。
You know, I'm not exaggerating. I was like that when I was in elementary school.
你知道，我就发现，哇，拯救世界是我的 passion.
You know, I realized like to save the world is my passion.
我只不过读小学呀。
And I was only in elementary school.
所以现在你知道，我作为一个教会的主任牧师，为什么我们的宣教可以做得这么火火红红？为什么我们可以帮助这些游民，帮助这些弱势群组？为什么我们可以带领的教会一起来翻转城市？
Now you realize that it's so for the so many ministry that we did, like you know, for the homeless and doing the mission trip, like you know, why is it so like you know, so fruitful?
因为我是在做自己 Amen.
Because I am like being what I am.
我是在真实的做自己。
I am just being what I am.
有人说维州牧师现在教会这么大，你每天那么忙，你一定很累。
Some of you like in the mindset, okay, Pastor Kathy, like, you're so busy, you must be really tired every day.
对，我老公最知道我每天有多累，头一碰枕头，话还没说我就睡着了。
Yes, my husband knows me, like, you know, every day when I, like, you know, I lay on bed, like, you know, for 3 seconds, I will fall asleep.
但是 any moment, 在任何时刻，我在我的里面，我都是有火的。
But anytime inside of me, I have a passion.
因为我是活在我自己的呼召的里面。
Because I am living in my calling.
哪怕我只是踏出那小小的一步。
Even though I only took a very tiny step forward.
因着上帝的帮助，我可以踏出一大步。
But because of God, I may take a leap of faith.
我在初中的时候，
When I was in middle school,
我就可以把我所有的压岁钱拿去捐给孤儿院。
I donated all of the money that I collected from Chinese New Year and donated to the orphanage.
让我最喜欢最开心的一件事情就是看到我周边的人过得很幸福。
You know, the most joyful thing to me is the people around me is having a blissful life.
但你要知道一件事情，
But you have to know one thing.
你的热情跟我的热情不一定一样啊。
My passion is different from your passion.
你不需要模仿我。
You don't have to imitate my passion.
你就是找到你自己的热情，好好做你自己。
You just identify your own passion, then just be yourself.
但是有的时候我们真的不明白，我们为什么活着，我们为什么赚钱，我们为什么工作，我们为什么买房子。
But often, like, you know, we do not know why we live, why we have a job, and why we have to buy a house.
我们甚至于不知道为什么要信耶稣。
And we often don't know why we have to believe in Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道我们必须要找到我们的热情
We have to identify our passion
因为你做什么是根据你是谁呀、啊、
Because what you do is based on what you being
在你充满热情的事上你就可以活出卓越和影响力
That you may be an influencer excel on things that you're passionate about
如果你对人非常有兴趣
If you're passionate about people
如果你很喜欢让人有幸福感
If you want to bless others
我告诉你，超适合做招待跟新人关怀。
Let me tell that you'll be perfect for our usher team.
你会非常在意来到教会那些陌生的面孔，怎么样让他们第一次来就感觉到很幸福。
You will care about the people like you know who are here for the first time.
如果你很你的热情是能够看到别人的生命改变被翻转。
If your passion is to see the transformation of other people's life.
你知道你超适合做一个祷告的人，做小组长。
Then you'll be perfect for a cell group leader or an intercessor.
如果你对音乐充满了热情
，or if you're passionate about music,
你超适合来加入这个我们的敬拜团跟 AVL， 让天堂可以临到。
Then you'll be perfect for our worship team or our AVL to bring the heaven down.
所以，我亲爱的家人们
，so my dear family，
你可以成为卓越的设计师、工程师、运动员、发明家、老师、社会改革者，都是因为神的拣选。
And then you may become an awesome like a designer, an engineer, innovator, athlete. Or social, or even like a social revolutionist. All of those is because God has chosen you and designed you who He wanted you to be.
Wow, 这就是年纪的差别。我讲完就忘了我刚说了什么。OK,
我背一下。
来，以赛亚书第43:7。
In the book of Isaiah 43.
好吧，我们一起来念这段经文。
Let's all read it out loud.
我们先从英文开始。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
所以凡就是凡称为我名下的人，是我哎，中文来，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成的，所造作的。所以你看到没有？我们每一个人是为着神的荣耀造作的。
So every,
这是我们这礼拜的金句
So every one of us, we are made to bring glory down to our God.
所以今天不管你什么职业
So it doesn't matter what kind of position that you're in right now.
不管你是学生还是在工作的
If you're a student or if you are already in the workplace.
或是你是一个家庭主妇
Or you're a stay-home mom.
我告诉你
But let me tell you.
你只要一生为的是活出上帝的荣耀，你每一天都会充满了热情。
As long as you're living God's calling, that every day you will be focused, you will be fulfilled with passion.
第二个
，second，
你要专注在你的优势。
You need to focus on your strength.
你知道 Nebraska 大学做了一项研究。
In the University of Nebraska, they did a research.
他们做的研究是关于阅读跟记忆的。
It's about reading comprehension and memory.
他们连续好几年对大一的新生做了这样的测验。
For years, they did that research on freshmen.
就发现一般平均人他们的阅读每分钟90个字。
So they realized that, like, you know, for the average people, every minute that they can read 90 words.
一个阅读能力、记忆能力很好的，每分钟可以阅读350个字。
For those who are above average, they probably can read 350 words per minute.
所以他们就开始对这些人做同样的训练。
So they started doing training for those two groups.
经过了2个礼拜的训练。
So after 2 weeks of training,
他们有一个惊人的发现。
They had an amazing result.
那些每分钟平均读90个字的人。
Those who are average.
然后他们就进步变成每分钟可以读140个字，差不多是 60% 的成长。
So they increase their reading by 60%. They can start reading 140 words.
那些本来阅读能力就很好的人
，For those who are above average，
就他们的进步就从350个字进步到2790个字。
They developed from 350 words to 2,790 words per minute.
而他们的进步是867%.
And the increase is 867%.
你知道这意味着什么吗？
Do you know what that means?
你不需要非常努力，一直在看自己的弱点。
You don't have to keep focusing on your weakness.
你要找到你自己的优势是什么？
You have to find your strength.
我的优势是很会 coordinate， 很会做一些的安排、设计、策划。
My strength is I really know how to coordinate.
对，我的优势是很会做设计。
And my strength is I know how to design.
对，我的优势是很会做架构。
Or maybe I know how to structure.
对，我的优势是很会煮东西，做好吃的东西。
Or maybe like my strength is I really know how to cook.
我的优势是很会运动，很会游泳，很会打球。
Or maybe I'm really good at sports.
我的优势是有绝对音感，我对音乐特别的敏锐。
Or maybe my strength is I have perfect pitch.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My brother and sisters,
我告诉你，永远不要刻意去攀比别人的成就。
Don't ever try to compare with other people's achievements.
你要专注在你的优势上。
You have to focus on your strength.
我要对我们在座的父母跟所有的人说。
I want to like an address to our parents and everyone here.
你知道，在我们华人的文化里。
You know, in our Asian parents,
我们尽其一生努力活在别人的期待之中。
In Asian culture, we try to live up to other people's expectation.
我们甚至于让我们的孩子活在我们的期待之中。
And we try to shape our children to our expectation.
明明应该成为林书豪。
Maybe like they could be Jeremy Lin.
结果你却让他逼着他打他，让他去成为郎朗。
But you force him to be 郎朗。
你明明他可以成为一个很棒的发明家
Maybe he could be a great innovator
很棒的厨师
A great chef
你却让他去做其他的东西
But you wanted him to do something else
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
My brothers and sisters
你知道我们要用神的眼光来看待我们自己
You know we really have to see other people from God's perspective
我再说一次上帝没有创造废物
Let me tell you one more time God did not create trash
有一个非常有名的棒球教练叫做 Sears
There's a really famous baseball coach.
His name is Sears.
You know, he had a great like, you know,
finding. 你知道那些有好动的这些孩子
You know, those people, like those children with ADHD.
听到了吗？好动的孩子。
Did you hear me?
他们有超于常人的专注力。
They have super concentration.And then other people.
所以他就把这些好动的孩子聚集起来。
He gathered all those people with ADHD.
你知道他让这些孩子做什么？
Do you know what he planned for those kids to do?
这些好动的孩子成为最出色的投手跟捕手。
Those kids become great pitcher and catcher.
因为他们比正常人有更多的专注力。
Because they have greater concentration than anybody else.
但是很多的父母只是看这些孩子怎么一直动来动去，动来动去。
But often our parents, we just focus on their like you know, their weakness. We just look at oh, they keep like moving.
甚至要责备他们。
And we keep condemning them.
很多时候天才就是这样被埋没的。
Often those genius are being like you know, being dumped like that.
第三个。
Third.
就是要找到帮你推杆进洞的神队友。
We need to find godly teammate who can help you to make the putt.
当你要进入命定的时候，你一定会要走一个旷野的道路。
Where we are entering into our destiny, we will be going through wilderness.
你会遭遇拦阻。
You will be facing obstacles.
失败。
And failures.
甚至于失望。
Often disappointment.
但是请你听好来。
But let me tell you.
我们人的本性。
That our human nature,
我们会找一个同温层
that we try to find people in the echo chamber,
懂我们的人
someone who understand me,
然后就跟你说
and then tell them,
对呀，我有同样的经验
oh yeah, I feel exactly the same way.
维州牧师也曾经给我脸色看过
Pastor Kathy used to like, you know, give me that kind of look.
这就是为什么我都不去主日了
That's why I stopped attending.
我懂你
I completely feel you.I feel you.
You feel me, right? 我们很容易找到同温层。
So often we find the same type of people in the echo chamber.
但是让我告诉你
But let me tell you.
这种同温层刚好就是把你拉下去的一群。
Those echo chamber are the ones that are dragging you down.
同意的说阿们。
If you agree, say amen.
你知道当我们在困难在旷野里面的时候
When we're in difficulty, when you're in wilderness.
我们需要的一群人是帮助我们用真理来引导我们的。
We need a group of people who can lead us into the faith of truth. 怎么了
维州牧师给你白眼看吗
Did he give you 白眼
Roll her eyes.
Did he roll her eyes?
他是不是看到你都没有笑容
有可能
你有没有想过
Did you ever thought about?
她可能正在想一些其他的事情
Maybe she was just thinking thinking?
我觉得你应该要去问他。
Maybe you should just ask her.
你是不是对我有意见？
Like, do you have any like an opinion talking on me?
不要让魔鬼
Don't let the devil
钻了空子。
Don't let the devil like no seek through.
Amen.
Amen.
So 我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
你愿意原谅维宗牧师吗？
Are you willing to forgive Pastor Kathy?
原谅他的无知。
Forgive like no what she had done.
原谅他的幼稚。No, just kidding. 好。所以你需要有一群的神队友。
So you need like a bunch of godly teammates.
他来引导你、鼓励你、帮助你。
So they're able to assist you, to support you, and to encourage you.
你知道，在牧养的工作的里面，我真的看到有一群人是充满热情的。
You know, when during my pastoral like in on time, like I noticed there are a group of people with great passions.
他们很有梦想。
They have dreams.
但是当他们在受挫的时候
，But when they're down,
在服事感觉到挫败的时候
，Or when they're feeling like the difficulty like in their servings.
我很抱歉
，I'm so sorry.
我不敢说他们遇到了猪队友
，I can't say that you probably have met like the weak teammates.
是在他们的生命当中缺乏对他们说话的神队友。
Or maybe like you just like the lack of the godly teammate who can speak to you.
以至于他们离开了他们生命的呼召。
So maybe it triggered you to leave the calling of your life.
我常常告诉弟兄姐妹。
I often tell my brother and sisters.
我在教会里面我服侍这么久。
That like I served so many years in the church.
作为平信徒领袖。
And as a regular like the Christian.
就像在座的各位。
Just like any one of you out there.
我遭受很多的挫待。
Like you know, I was treated like you know, unequally.
我也曾遭受误会。
And I was misunderstood.
我遭受批评。
And I was blamed.
但是让我知道一件事情
But there's one thing that I know
这些旷野的经历
And those wilderness experiences
只会来塑造我的生命跟品格让我知道怎么样更专注在神的身上
It will only help me to build and mold me into like a better person so I may focus on our God
这些是让我生命加持的经历
So those experiences really add value to my life
在神说了算的这本书里面你们会听见会看见
In the book of God has the final say you're able to see and read
当我刚做主任牧师的时候
When I first became senior pastor
我从来没有学过怎么做主任牧师
I never knew how to be a senior pastor
没有人教我
No one ever taught me
我就邀请了一个非常有经验的牧者
So I invited a really prestigious pastor
很厉害
Very good
很会讲道
Really knows how to
很会教导
Really knows how to
很有经验
Very experienced
我说请你来做我的顾问可以吗
So I asked, can you please be my counselor, be my mentor?
所以我有很多的问题我就请教他。
So I bring all kinds of questions to him.
他给了我很多很棒的建议。
He gave me so many good advices.
但是有一天
But one day,
他对我说
He said to me,
他说维州牧师
He said, Pastor Kathy,
他说你知道吗
You know what?
好可惜你是个女的。
You know, it's so sad that you are female.
他说女牧师真的很难。
He said it's so hard to be a female pastor.
有人不接受女性做牧师。
You know, some people they don't even accept.
真的，女牧师很难。
It's really hard, difficult.
请你们听好。
Please listen carefully.
这句话有没有很残忍
？Is it cruel to hear that?
但是我一点都没有被冒犯。
But I was not offended at all.
在我听见的当下
，Because when I heard that,
我就做了一个决定。
I made a decision.
我要停止让他来做我的顾问。
I need to stop to be mentored by him.
不是因为他说女牧师很难。
Not because he said that like no female pastor is hard.
你知道我的情商是很高的。
You know I have really high IQ.
我也没有任何的胃口想要证明女人可以跟男人来相比。
And I don't have any appetite, and I want to compare between the female and male pastors.
因为那完全不符合真理啊。
Because it's not biblical, like no value.
上帝造男造女本来就不一样。
Because God created men and women to have their own positions, right?
我就不明白这个世界怎么了。
So I don't understand what happened to this world.
女人企图做男人的事，男人企图做女人的事。What happened?
So the man is trying to do female thing, and female is trying to do men's thing.
各位，你明白我在说什么吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying right now?
当你清楚知道自己真实的身份
，If you know what your true identity is,
你犯不着为别人跟你说什么感觉到冒冒被冒犯。
Then you have to be offended by what the people say to you.
因为在当下，我为什么要做这个决定
？Why did I make that decision at the time?
不是因为我生气，他说女牧师很难。
Not because I was offended by him.
在未来的日子，我也没有努力的去证明女牧师一样可以牧养一个成功的教会。
And I didn't even try to like to I didn't even try that like a female pastor can raise the same church as the men's pastor.
你知道我脸上带的微笑。
You know, I was smiling at the time.
但我的心里是翻白眼的。
But I was rolling my eyes inside of me.
我想，哎，男牧师没有遭遇困难吗？
I was like, did a man pastor like gonna encounter the same thing?
有没有男牧师讲道讲得很烂的？
Are there any like a men's pastor like gonna give a really bad sermon?
有没有男牧师把教会搞砸的？
Are there any men's pastor like gonna destroy the church?
你们干嘛回应这么大声？
Why is it so loud?
你知道，在我的里面，我知道一件事。
Inside of me, I know one thing.
因为我被呼召做主任牧师。
I was called to be senior pastor.
我需要有一个人在我的身边，是 continue to believe in me, 持续的相信我。
I need someone to continue to believe in me right next to me.
在我做的不好的时候，他可以告诉我我哪里做错。
And when I was not doing well, I need him to tell me what I did wrong.
我哪里可以进步
？And where I can improve.
我不需要去跟男人相比啊。
I do not even need to compare with men.
Hello?
Hello?
你们听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
你知道在我的生命当中，在那一天我知道，在这个季节的里面。
Ever since that day, in this season, I know.
我不需要这样的队友。
I don't need that kind of teammate anymore.
你知道我们仍然是朋友哦。
We're still friends.
我们仍然联系哦。
We're still in touch.
所以你们听明白我在讲什么？
But do you know what I'm saying?
就是在那个季节的里面，我辨识到他不适合做我的神队友。
At that season, I identified that he is not the right person to be my godly teammate.
因为我刚做主任牧师，我已经够挫了，我已经够紧张了。
Because I'm already like having so many like stress and pressures when I was a senior pastor.
我需要有人可以引导我，帮助我。
I need someone to lead me to help me.
你知道。在这过去这十三年做主任牧师
In the last 13 years when I was the senior pastor
我真的要谢谢我的老公
I really want to thank for my husband
当我很沮丧的时候是他一句话在关键的时刻会对我说关键的话
When I was in my downtime like, he would say the critical words to my life
我们可以给方达牧师一个掌声吗
Let's give Pastor Fonda a big applause
你们别看他平常闷声不响的。
Don't like, you know, he's probably an I person, right?
他总是能够在我生命的关键时刻说关键的话，让我可以东山再起。
But he often said the right word at the right time, so I may be able to rise again.
我要感谢我们教会的理事。
And I want to thank the board members.
因为我是一个比较会省钱的人呢。
Because I'm a very like, you know, a conscious person.
我非常注重经济效益。
And I really like, you know, care about the cost efficiency.
特别是教会的奉献。
Especially about the offering from the church.
这样每一百块钱我要它发挥到两百块钱的效益。
You know, I want to like, you know, spend $100, but I want to make it a $200 value.
所以每一次我在那边纠结 should I not, 我应该不应该的时候。
So every time when I'm struggling, like, you know, should I or should I not?
你知道我要谢谢我们教会的理事。
I really want to thank for the board members of our church.
他们常常就会对我说。
They often tell me.
牧师我要提醒你。
Pastor, I need to remind you.
我们是有钱的教会。
We're pretty rich. We have money.
好不好给我们的理事团队。
Let's give our board member a big applause.
我真的要谢谢真道的每一位家人。
I want to thank everyone here.
我突然感觉到我好像得了金马奖了。
I feel like I have winning the Golden Globe.
你知道在教会的里面真的有一群弟兄姐妹在我最沮丧受到挫折的时候他们真的跟我说我可以为你做什么
You know there are a bunch of people in our church every time when I'm down they come to me and they will say what can I do for you
他们不断地鼓励我
They continuously to encourage me
我今天仍然可以在这里侍奉是因为在我的身边在对的季节里面有一群神队友
that I am able to stand on stage to preach is because I have a bunch of godly teammates to support me at the right time
我真的要鼓励在座的各位
I want to encourage every one of you
你知道你要在每一个季节的里面找到你的神队友
You need to find your godly teammate at the right season.
可能在某个季节里，这个人真的帮助了你。
Maybe at this season, this person helped you.
但是在这个季节的里面，你非常需要被扶持、被鼓励，有人为你祷告。
Maybe at another season that you really need support, someone to pray for you or to assist you.
你需要去找一群人可以做这件事情。
You need someone who is able to do that.
可以让我们暂时的让我们有一点的距离跟以前的那群朋友
Maybe you can have a safe distance between that group of people
因为我告诉你
Because let me tell you
曾经的神队友在某个季节里有可能成为猪队友。
You know, those who were your godly teammate, maybe they can become the bad teammate at the wrong season.
但是我要鼓励在座的每一位。
But I still want to encourage you.
你要知道怎么样成为别人的神队友。
You have to know how to become the godly teammate for other people.
我请敬拜团的人上来。唯有在不被世界影响的人才有能力影响这个世界。
You know, only those who are not influenced by the world, then they are able to influence the world.
我真的非常的渴望。
You know, I really desire.
在神的创造的里面，
that in God's creation,
我们可以看见一件事。
There's one thing that we can see.
没有任何一个人可以靠着自己来成就命定跟呼召。
That no one is able to fulfill their passion without God.
即便我已经是牧师传道人，
Even though I am a pastor already.
请你听好了。
But listen carefully.
在美国的全职传道人
in America, like, you know, those full-time ministers,
有十大原因让他们离开了他们的 ministry, 他们的服事。
They left their ministry for 10 reasons.
其中有一个是孤单。
One of the reasons is loneliness.
排行前五。
That's on top 5.
这就是为什么你需要进入小组。
That is why you need to be in the cell group.
包括我在内
including me.
我非常感恩。
I'm so thankful.
从我年轻到现在
ever since I was young,
我有一群神队友。
I have like a group of godly teammates.
我的理事们
my board members.
我们已经认识超过30年
that we've known each other for more than 30 years.
在我身边一些同工
and some of the co-workers around me.
我们认识20-30年
that we've known each other for more than 20 years.
我们从小组员跟好朋友的基础开始
that we started as a group and as friends.
以至于我们成为好同工
so we became good co-workers.
在我们30周年的时候，以前我们带的很多的青少年已经有些都结婚成为父母，他们也会回来。
And on our 30th anniversary, some of the teenagers that we led before PLC, they will be back to celebrate.
包括在我们教会的，
including some of you in the church.
还有搬到外面城市的，他有些人会回来。
And maybe some people they have already like moved to another city.
在这条路上，
on this journey,
这些人的陪伴。
And because of those people,
让我在最软弱困顿的时候，我没有放弃。
That I did not give up because they were there for me.
我亲爱的家人们，
So my dear family,
为什么你需要进入到小组？
Why do you need to be in the cell group?
你为什么不能够允许自己在软弱的光景里面把自己 isolate 隔绝起来？
You can't isolate yourself when you're down.
连我传道人我都需要同伴。
Even for me, a pastor, I need teammates.
而且我知道在我最软弱的时候，
Because I know when I'm in the weakest point.
请你听好。
Listen carefully.
在我最软弱的时候，
When I'm feeling weak,
我知道我会去找谁。
I know who I'm going to find.
你听明白我在说什么？
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
当我在最软弱、最伤心、做挫败的时候，我知道我会去找谁。
Who I'm going to find when you are weak?
我绝对不会去找同温层。
I will not find people in echo chamber.
他们只会在同情的里面让我更下滑。
Because they will just say the same words, and that will make me feeling even down.
我会找一些人，我会去找那些让我的里面信心可以重新再次被提升的人。
I will find those people who can inspire me again.
而且
，also，
你今天要带的这句回去。
To bring the sentence back.
我在最近跟一个姐妹有一个对话。
You know, I had this conversation with a sister.
我说你现在在这种 situation， 在这种情况，你要去找那些信心强大的人来对你的生命做信心的喊话。
I told her you need to find people like, you know, who is faithful and who can speak to you about faith.
但是我告诉她，
But I say to her，
不是那些所有会对你说好像听起来很有信心的话的人真的都能够鼓励到你。
But you have to be really careful. You have to differentiate. Not those people who can say the faithful words can really can inspire you.
我再说一次哦，
Let me say that one more time.
那些会对你说很有信心的话的人不见得是真的能够帮助到你的。
You know, those people who can say faithful words to you may not be the people who can inspire you.
你知道，因为我们心里所想的就从嘴里出来，对吗？
Because what we think and we say what we
我们不但有听见的话，
not only that we hear，
在灵界的里面也是有效应的，是不是？
It also has the same like an effect in the spiritual realm.
如果我的里面是带着一个恐惧，
if I have fear inside of me,
就算我在安慰鼓励别人的时候，
even though I'm comforting other people,
你要信靠神呢。
You need to believe in God.
在他没有难成的事啊。
In him, nothing is impossible.
他一定可以供应你啊。
Yes, he will provide.
其实我里面是很恐惧的。
But you know what? Maybe that person has fear inside of her.
你知道，也许我说的话是很有信心。
Maybe I may sound like I have confidence.
但是在灵界的里面却没有太多的效益。
But in the spiritual realm, it has no effect at all.
各位，你们听见了吗？
Do you hear me?
所以。
That's why.
我告诉这位姐妹。
I told this sister.
你需要认出
You need to identify
你需要认出
You need to identify
那是灵里面真的刚强有信心的人
You need to identify who are truly and boldly in spiritual
这些人曾经打败过巨人
And those who have encountered giants and beat them
这些人曾经成为征服者
And those are conquerors
他这些人在上帝的话语里面有信心的行动
And those who are faithfully in God's words and take the action.
当这些人在对你信心喊话的时候
And when those people are speaking to you,
他不是只是在说安慰的话
He is not just comforting you.
他在对你发预言
He is making a prophecy in your life.
听好，他在对你发预言
Listen to me. He is making a prophecy in your life. He is making a prophecy in your life.
他在对你发预言
He is making a prophecy in your life.
是从灵里面出来的能力
From his spiritual.
你需要在你的生命当中找到神队友
You need to find a godly teammate in your life
是不断地来对你发预言
Someone who continuously to make prophecy in your life
当我们在说我们要转化全地
When we are talking about when we need to transform the world
当我们在说我们要翻转世代
Then we need to transform the generation and generation
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
八月我们要开这堂课亲子课程
In the month of August that we're open this session about, the,、about family bonding
也许我们中间已经有一些人认出这个人的声音旁白的声音
Maybe you have already identified the narrator
是我们的小组长熊哥
It's our cell group leader Pastor Ken cell group, Ken
熊哥跟他的太太曾经站在这边做见证
Ken and Tammy they used to be on stage and give a testimony
他们有一天吵架到是他们公开见证他们吵架到孩子要打电话叫警察
One day they had an argument and to the point their kids was about to call 911
濒临破碎的婚姻
and their marriage was about to break down
因着耶稣基督因着神的缘故因着教会的这些婚姻的课程他们的婚姻重新被恢复
but because of the classes that they take and because of God because of their godly teammate that their marriage is now like you know is restored
他们两个人都来自于破碎的家庭
They both came from broken families
但是他们没有停留在破碎家庭的旷野
But they did not stop in the broken family wilderness
因为他们征服了
Because they had defeated that
并不是因为他们完美了
Not because they're perfect
你知道当他来开始带着自己的孩子灵修教他们圣经
When they start to bring their kids to do Bible study together
你知道在这个父亲的心中
You know, in Father's heart,
他说发生在我身上的不需要
to defeat.
所以他出来教亲子班
So that is why he stepped forward and to teach the family bonding.
来翻转家庭，翻转世代
To transform family, to transform generation and generation.
我亲爱的家人们
My dear families,
你们听见了吗
Do you hear me?
失败不可耻
You know, it's don't be shameful about your failure.
软弱不可耻
Don't be shameful about your weakness.
你受到挫折也算不得什么
Even though that you have probably failed, but it doesn't mean anything.
因为这些都是为了你的生命来加持
because it's adding value to your life
我们需要回应神的呼召
we need to respond to our God calling
找到我们真实的身份
to identify our true identity
活出真实的自己
and to live out the true yourself
执行上帝给你的任务
and to complete God's mission
我们要专注在我们的热情跟呼召上
we need to focus on our strength and passion
好好驾驭你的优势
and to harness your strength
好最后一个
and last
找到你生命当中的神队友
To find your godly teammates.
找那些在软弱的当中，找到那些真的有信心的人。
And to find those who are really truthfully and confident when they are weak.
曾经战胜巨人的人。
And those who defeated giants before.
有得胜思维的人。
And those who have a victorious mindset.
不会舔伤口的人。
And those who not just like you know to lick their wound.
可以把粪土变为黄金的人。
And they turn ash into gold.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们生命当中需要的
This is what we need in our life.
因为这才是上帝创造我们的本相
Because this is what God has created us.
让我们生命的每一个经历都是来荣耀神的
So every experience in our life is to glorify His name.
而这些呼召
And those callings
就是从你已经有的开始
It's from what you have.
就在你的手中
You already have those.
你在小处上面忠心神就会给你十座城
If you're faithful to the little ones, then you will be faithful to the big ones.
不要去追求十座城
Do not chase after the 10 cities.
是要怎么 maximize 让你手中上帝所托付你的做到极致
But to maximize what you have or what you're entitled to already.